All right, well, welcome back, everyone. This is Nick, and Dennis is here with me.
Welcome, everybody.
And it's been, I think, one of our last episodes, or last maybe two
Is
before
it
was. It's been a while.
last spring of 2019? Is that the
Then
latest
we
one?
decided to take about a year off.
Yeah.
No good reason other than life happens, I suppose. So, yeah, anything major that you've been up to, Dennis, that you'd like to share?
Well, I suppose since the last time, all of the kind listeners out there listened to us converse. I did get married.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Me and my wife Corey. Now I gotta try to say my wife now. Moved from Rochester back to Lodi, about 20 miles north of Madison, Wisconsin, and started a new life here. It's been going well, I guess continuing on a life for me. Corey has started a new life. I grew up here, so it's been a good welcome back and
Yeah.
good period. So both started new jobs and everything's been going good so far.
When did you move again? What month?
So our move-in date to the new house that we bought was April 17th of
April 17th.
2019. Yeah. So
Jeez Louise.
it's been, it'll be almost a year here coming up in a couple months, a few months.
I
Yeah.
know, like I was saying, thank you. Yeah, I don't, I guess just life happened, really. I did lose some inspiration for the podcast. I think we maybe were a little too ambitious. But whatever, we're back now. We're making our millions still. Don't worry about it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Not sure how much, yeah, not sure how much I can talk about money on the podcast anymore. I guess I can. I just have to have it approved before it can be posted, but
Oh yeah, we won't. We're not making any money from the podcast, people. We do it because we like hearing ourselves talk.
that's right. That's right.
What was I gonna say? I will say the funny thing is, though, every so often I'll go on Facebook and it'll be like, "Casual Conversation Pod has a few new views," and I'm like, "What the hell are people looking at?
Who's
Like,
looking at that? Why are you doing
yeah, give
that?
us money, send us money,
We need donations.
sponsor us for our like." Seven episodes that were decent. Our first three were working out the kinks.
That's right. That's right. Well, what's Nick been up to since
Oh, what have I been up to?
you've had some life happen to you?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach back into what was I doing last May or like last spring? I don't know. Summer was usual. Just tried to golf a fair amount when I could. Nothing crazy. I didn't really do anything. Read some books, which we'll get into. Recently bought a townhouse, but other than that, I guess we
Just
bought
to
some
casual slip
couches.
that into the conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a big deal and not a big deal to me. It's probably like one of those things that I just knew was going to happen. And it, like, to me, buying a house is totally fine and it's exciting and whatnot, as everyone can probably tell from my voice. But it's like delayed but not delayed gratification. So you like get excited and you like get a realtor and you look at a couple houses, a couple, quite literally, we looked at two houses.
Right.
And then, you send your offer and it's really exciting and then they counter and whatnot and you're like, okay, and then hopefully you get it accepted, which we did. But then it's like a month of just waiting,
Yeah.
right? Or like emailing your loan officer information. And then you kind of like just wait and you're kind of at the seller's mercy. So yeah, it was great, smooth process, and I'm really excited to have our own place. But I don't know. I don't know.
I'd agree. I'd second that. There's a lot of juices flowing right away, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of, it comes to a screaming halt, and then you move in, and then you'll soon find out, you know, you'll go through the, this is home now, and now it's kind of, so this is it for a while anyways.
yeah. That's the thing too. Like I was telling Chrissy, and there's that like psychological phenomenon that like people like, you know, get a little depressed after certain milestones. And I was like, damn, I really hope that doesn't happen after I buy this house. Cause you know, like I was like, oh, you graduate elementary, then you go to middle school, then high school, then college, and you buy like your first car, and then you get like your first job. And like, I'm like, my life's basically over at this point.
I think that could definitely be a topic for the podcast in the future.
My life being over at 24,
depressed after after life's milestones.
I'm kidding. The only reason I bring that up is mainly, just because there's obviously more to life than that. But it is like that. I think it is a phenomenon at least. So.
Yeah. So. But you're still with Chrissy. I think she was semi a part of the podcast when we were doing it.
Yes. No. She definitely was. Yes, she was. God, I feel like time is just. I don't even remember what was going on back then. Like really nothing.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it's been that long ago, but it has been. You know.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, like. I was probably still like snowboarding. No, I stopped in March. So, but it's like, it's like almost like deja vu because we haven't recorded in so long. I don't know. It's weird, but it's fun. I don't know. And I will say, Jody Noble is probably what this episode is dedicated to because I was at Matt Honer's wedding and he said he missed the podcast. So this one's for you, Jody, and hopefully we make you proud. And maybe we'll post next year sometime as well, 2021.
Perfect.
I'm kidding. But yeah.
Perfect. Well, anyways. We've been... How long have we been contemplating this first return episode? It's been probably, what, 3 or 4, at least a month or two.
I'd say 2, probably since Jody talked to me and I was like, I texted you.
Yeah.
And then it was like, this is not going to work for a while. And
so we've been
like 2 weeks after like we said it would work. So.
Yeah. So Nick and Dennis have been up to stuff. We've been working on the podcast on and off for 2 months. So this is the new, this is what it will amount to, whether you like it or not.
New and improved.
But we threw a couple ideas out there for what we wanted to talk about. And I think, for this episode, what we, were able to come to agreement on was to talk about books of some sort.
Yeah.
And, yeah, which I think we both have kind of grown into more of readers as of late in life, which I'm certainly a fan of, and I know you are.
Who's your reading inspiration?
Have you put that into more of context for me?
Yeah, you want me to go first? I can tell you.
Why don't you go first?
Okay, so number one, everyone I went to high school with knows I didn't like to read. And I never read. I spark noted everything. I wrote an essay about how Charles Dickens sucked as a writer when I was a freshman in high school. I was probably not the nicest to my English teachers. So anyways, wasn't much of a reader. Got to college. Everyone kind of knows that drill in a sense where you're reading textbooks and whatnot. But one day I read a quote. Read an article that said that Warren Buffett reads every single day. So that was kind of when it all started for me. I figured I'm definitely no better than Warren Buffett. And surely if he can read every day and be, you know, attribute some of his success to reading every day, hopefully I don't even know, because if you quantify the money, hopefully I'm like 1/1000th. It's probably still a shit pile of money. Is knowledgeable and as successful as him. So Warren Buffett and my rebellious teenage self were kind of my inspiration. And Chrissy's my inspiration too. And she read 54 or 55 books last year. So.
Dang, good for her. Yeah. Good for her. That's good. No, I would definitely build on top of that just to say, you know, I say we loosely. I know I get so fixated on watching a lot of like motivational type videos, mm-hmm. or, you know, people that have done some really awesome, or they've built, you know, large businesses, or they've amassed a large amount of wealth, and they've gone on to talk about different things. And I know I always try to think of, well, what can I do to possibly be a little bit like them? And like you've said, you know, Warren Buffett reads every single day. Well, that's something that I can do just like him, you know.
Exactly.
He's just another person. I can read a couple pages a day, or, you know, exactly. 5 or 10 pages a day, and it kind of goes from there. So I'd say that's kind of the route I've gone, is, you know, you kind of start small, and pretty soon, once you pick up the right book, I would probably say that I speak for most people that read quite a bit, is obviously some books you're not going to, you know, you're going to know if you like it or not, but then others, once you get into them, it's hard to put them down. So,
yeah, I even find some of myself, you know, sometimes you do have to fight through that monotony or something if you're just like kind of curious, just because there's like that like learning curve. So it's like, oh, this is kind of boring, but I want to learn about the subject. So I got to kind of.
Right. That curiosity kind of keeps your attention there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and Bill Gates. I always read Gates's notes and whatnot. Always am trying to read the books he's reading.
He probably knows a thing or two. So.
Yeah, he knows a couple few things. He's done made a couple bucks as well in his day. So.
Yeah.
Well, I have 3 books, Dennis. I don't know how many you wrote in it. But quite frankly, we have unlimited time. So I don't know if you want to share your first book.
I only have one that I can think of or can speak to, primarily because I can't remember how many I exactly read this past year.
Dude, you got to get Goodreads. Everyone needs to get Goodreads, by the way. Become my friend.
What is Goodreads? Fill us in. Maybe they'll sponsor us someday.
Oh, I wish. Goodreads is owned by Amazon, so then by proxy, okay. We'd be owned by, or, well, we are owned by Amazon, but that's a topic for a different day. it's just like a book site. I don't. It's like
book. Like it tracks. Media. It tracks what you read and stuff.
Yeah, it's like book social media, so you can like track what you read and.
Okay, that's fair.
That I had this cool infographic that I read and how many pages I read and. Whatnot. So,
yeah, I'll give it to you. Anyways, so shout out to Goodreads. I don't currently use it, but there's one book I read recently. Okay. I don't know how many I read over the course of 2019. I know I read quite a few textbooks in there too.
Well, you were still studying for your.
So to kind of put what I have been reading into context, so the job that I moved into, I've moved into a financial advisory role or a financial planner role, and so I've been fixated on learning as much as I possibly can about that and growing that type of business, and mm-hmm. you know, how to do it right the first time and not have to rewind the tape once you get down the path in 10, 15 years. So I've been studying for a lot of those different securities licenses. And today, actually, so this is Wednesday, January 8th, 2020, I passed my first designation exam.
What's that?
Which was a certified plan fiduciary advisor exam.
Oh, okay.
So first big step in the right direction.
Nice. Well, congrats.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. So I've been reading a lot of, academic material, but alongside that, One person in particular that has written a lot of books surrounding the advisory world is, his name is Nick Murray. And he's kind of an unsung hero, or he's not in the limelight primarily because a lot of his work is boring. It focuses on long term. He likes to use the term, what is it? Lifetime returns, not long-term returns or annualized returns. He's looking for the lifetime returns. So the day you start till literally the day you die, you know, he's looking.
Okay.
So, you know, you're talking about a lot of times 60, 70, 80 years of investing, and what success really means in that sense, and not necessarily like this year or this week or this month. Because a lot of times I think we get really caught up into what gets our juices flowing right now and not,
yeah,
you know, where we need to stay disciplined and just kind of keep our head down and keep going. So the book is called, I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's The Behavioral Investment Counselor. That's what it's called. By Nick Murray. And it's for financial planners. And I think I shared this with you. So the client version is called Simple Wealth, Inevitable Wealth. And it talks a lot about the same things, but it was pretty impactful on me. Because I'm going through a lot of those things currently, with life, and I'm able to relate to it, and I just feel like there's extra impact there because I'm going through it. And you know, I know I mentioned that to you. You know, do you have to, in order for something that you're reading or a book that you're reading to really have great mm-hmm. impact on you, do you need to have experienced those things in the recent past or in the near future? And I definitely feel that it has had a larger impact now
mm-hmm.
because I have gone through those things. And looking back at other books that I've read, I want to say that there's definitely been some things I've probably missed in other books that I should probably reread now because, yeah. you know, the things I'm doing and experiencing now are definitely different than those things that I've experienced, you know, in the past 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 years, yeah. especially. So I don't know how you feel about that, but.
No, that. I've heard several people say that about other books. The one that comes to mind is like The Catcher in the Rye. I've just heard a couple people say, you know, they've read that at different stages in their life, and you know, it's either changed their perspective, maybe just on the character, how they related, or you know, maybe they resonated differently with the books or characters or whatnot, and at their time or particularly relevant. So yeah, no, I totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my one read that I've got a lot to talk about. There's one other one that I am currently reading. And that is the How to Influence People, Win Friends and Influence People. Is that right?
That's a good one by Dale Carnegie.
Yeah. Yeah. So currently into that one.
How do you like that so far?
So I like how he gives you context on how to read the book, and
yeah.
Whether I'm following how I'm supposed to do it or not, that's a different story.
I didn't. I don't have time to read that back to back.
Yeah, so I really like it as far as you know, it kind of all goes back to, you know, what's the right way to treat people. And
yeah,
at the end of the day, you know, how you want to be treated is how you probably should be treating other people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty, like, some of it's pretty basic. And I think Dale in that book, if I remember correctly, I haven't read it in a couple years, but it's pretty self-aware. Like, look, I know these are like rudimentary, but yeah, like you'd be surprised, you know, how far like a smile goes. I know that one really stuck out at me, and how the other one was like how you don't always have to be right. That was another good little nugget in there.
Well, I think he just puts a lot of emphasis on like being very you know, in the moment with whoever you're having the interaction with. And a lot of times I think we kind of get so wound up into, you know, oh yeah, this person's talking. On to the next one. Or when can I start talking? Or, you know, and not actually engaging. And I think we're getting, you know, as a society, we're probably getting further and further away from actually engaging in those types of things. But
another topic.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Those are two good ones. I might have to look at Nick Murray. I thought it rang a bell, but maybe not his name. So
yeah. Well, fun fact about, so he doesn't sell his books on Amazon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You have to buy it directly from his website. I did not know that until I, you know, needed to start purchase his books, and there's a limited quantity of his stuff. Yeah. I mean, I saw for the one behavioral investment counselor book, because I don't think that it's offered in what's the hardback or hardcover?
Just hardcover.
Hardcover. Yeah, I saw like a copy that was going for sale for like over $100 or more than that on eBay. I'm like, holy smokes.
Yeah, I mean, this book, 240 pages, hardcover, Nick Murray's scripts, $45.
Yeah.
That's how you make money, people.
Well, and he's pretty successful at doing it, so.
Yeah. Well, I don't doubt it. His website maybe could use some work, but.
Well, that's a different topic for another day.
Oh, God. I just opened my email. Yeah, well, it's okay. He doesn't really need it, probably.
Right. So,
cool. Yeah, well, I'll try to put those in the show notes.
Yeah, so. Yeah. What's what would have been Nick's top reads of 2019?
Thought you'd never ask.
Oh, well, I did.
One of my favorite things that I've continued to read and will continue to read until my subscription expires. Actually, two things. They're magazines. The Economist, very good. And Car and Driver, the magazine. I love Car and Driver.
That's a good one.
They're funny. So randomly, if you're in the store, like a grocery store or something, I suggest picking up a copy of The Economist. It'll run you $4. And on Slick Deals, there's usually a deal to get a year subscription for $50. I got mine as a gift, but I think it would even be worth the full price of $150 a year. You get a magazine a week for The Economist. And I don't know, it's good, like unbiased news, fairly unbiased news, as unbiased as it probably can be.
What's your favorite section in there in The Economist?
Oh, I like the business and finances. That probably makes sense. If I had one on me, I would pull it open. But
I haven't
got my subscription yet.
Are there any particular stories or like types of material that are in there? Is it about like different individuals in the industry, or is it about recent news about?
Yeah, it's more news. Yeah, it's more news and stuff, and just like trends, historical trends, just stuff like that. So like, or like hot topics. So say when like the hot key term was like when the yield curve inverted or whatnot. So, you know, article on that, history, whatnot, what it means, maybe some outlook, some commentary. Another big section I like to read is like the technology one. So, you know, your Teslas, your Apples, your Googles, industry as a whole, stuff like that is good. Those are typically where I stay to. The really nice thing, and it's just tough for me to read, but they cover, you know, like, African politics, South American politics, Russian politics, stuff like that. So you can get, you know, you can really get into some topics that you might not get much exposure to, which is nice.
Global perspective, it sounds
like. Yeah, exactly. So, which I'll read an article here and there about that, but. Anyways, The Economist, Car and Driver, if you want a little lighter read and you like cars like me, I don't know, it's funny. Car and Driver too, like going back to the technology, like one of their articles was like how feasible it would be to get around a city. And I think they used Detroit in their example without a vehicle and like how much it cost. So that just fun articles like that in that magazine. So
I think Car and Driver takes me back to... In middle school, I don't know about you, but we had to do like the magazine subscription sales.
Oh yeah.
And I think that was one I always bought, you know, because it was, I don't know, kind of cool.
But here I am, still reading it. That's funny. But yeah, so books. I'll just read them off. I actually made a Facebook post about it. But Factfulness, 10 Reasons We're Wrong About the World and Why Things Are Better Than You Think by Hans Rosling. This book mainly was kind of like The Economist. It just kind of gave me a broader viewpoint on the world, and just kind of to not take things at face value and to really seek the truth. Like great example is like population number as well. Like X companies, the number one populator. Well, sure, you got to kind of delve into like, you know, our populator. X country is the number one polluter. Sorry, but it's like, okay, pollution per individual and stuff like that. Like that, there's more to like facts and stuff, and just to kind of be curious.
Sure.
Second one, Can't Hurt Me, Master Your Mind and Defy the Odds by David Goggins. Do you know who David Goggins is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, guy's crazy. He's a certified psycho, but it's another cool story on, you know, seeking truth, I guess, within your own self. And that, I don't know, you can kind of do everything, kind of not, but.
That's it's hard to argue with a lot of his stuff, you know, because of his story. Yeah, and how he's able to really, you know, motivate a lot of people with that story. Mm-hmm. It is very interesting.
Yeah, it's intense. So, I mean, if somebody's not like a rah-rah, it's not really rah-rah, but like you'll feel pretty inspired. I did, at least.
Well, so for people who don't know, David Goggins' story, you can correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't he...
Yeah.
He graduated college or something like that, and he was super overweight, and so he joined the Marines. Mm-hmm. And then he you know, experienced some, you know, intense stuff in the Marines, but now he's come out, and now he's like an ultra marathoner and
yeah,
just like an all-around intense dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and his story with the Marines is that he failed BUDS like twice and then like pushed through, and then he became like an elite. I don't know. He was a Navy SEAL. So
Navy SEAL. That's what it was. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah. And then came out. Yeah. Ultra marathon, ran the Badwater several times and whatnot. So he's intriguing. It took me like a week to read the book. I was, you know, thoroughly inspired. So I checked that one out. And then Permanent Record by Edward Snowden. So that would be my third and final wreck from my past year.
What was the topic? What was the topic there?
Yeah, that was just kind of like a autobiography on Edward Snowden's life, really, and then kind of the events that led him to become like a whistleblower and stuff. So it was another one just to seek the truth and whatnot. That kind of was my theme, I guess, last year's. Is diving deeper and seeking somewhat of a truth or additional information that might not be overtly obvious on the surface. But yeah, autobiography, and then how he, what events and how he became part of the NSA and what led him to leak those documents, and then kind of the events that transpired that made him leave the country, and then.
So is he? So he was from the U.S., but then he received like the special treatment from Russia to go.
Live there. The words on the tip of my tongue. God, I want to say absolution, but that's not. Right. Anyway, yeah.
That one word. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Ah, sanctuary. It's like not sanctuary.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
It's somewhere in there, somewhere in our minds. But yeah, so basically he's a U.S. citizen, and he leaked documents because he had like a crazy amount of security clearance, like the most clearance that anyone can and probably ever will have in like the Secret Service or intelligence service, so like NSA, CIA kind of deal, combined though. And then he leaked the documents and fled the country. He fled to Hong Kong. And then he got on a plane to Hong Kong to go to Russia, and his passport was denied. It wasn't denied. It was canceled. The U.S. government canceled it. So.
Huh. It's asylum. That's what he, that's what he received.
Asylum. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, yes. There we go.
That's the word. Asylum in Russia. Interesting story, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a good one. I don't, that one's a little more niche maybe, but I just, I honestly kind of went into it with an open mind. I listened to Joe Rogan's podcast with him, and I'd already purchased a book, so it was good.
I think you continued the theme for 2019 and got some more global perspective with that one, that's for sure.
Yeah, 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 I definitely did. So any books you're looking forward to read coming up in 2020?
Yeah, so I'm reading right now, the one book I'm reading is called The Trusted Advisor. Okay. It kind of just talks more about how, you know, delving into deep relationships with the clients you work with, and things you need to keep in mind when working with them, and you know, trying to get most out of that relationship as far as the information you need to make the most impact.
Okay.
You know, I think is, you know, creating an environment where they feel comfortable enough to share, you know, some of those intimate things that not a lot of people want to talk about, but they're hard to talk about. So looking forward to that one. And then I feel like I've got another one I'm trying to read. Or it's on the agenda. Oh, well, I think there's a couple other ones, a couple other Nick Murray books. I want to read The Simple Wealth, Inevitable Wealth is one as well. Okay.
Yeah, that's a $28 book.
Yeah. And then, oh gosh, I'm sure I'll read some more academic work of some kind.
Yeah.
But that's, I kind of like, I kind of take it as it goes. And I like to get recommendations from other people too. You know, it's the,
yeah,
they kind of, you know, a lot of the people that I've talked to already have motivated me to read certain books, and I get so curious about those books, I can't put them down until they're done, you know, and
that's good.
So yeah, that's kind of my plan. So your 2020 reading plans are?
Yeah, just read, I guess. Keep reading The Economist. I got 50 books on my to-read list. If I'm lucky, I'll get through half of them.
Which one are you most looking forward to?
Right now, I'm reading A Gentleman in Moscow. I was really looking forward to reading that. It's incredibly written so far. Bill Gates actually recommended it, and actually my friend Luke Drakenberg recommended it before Bill Gates, so I'd been wanting to read it, and then Bill's recommendation kind of solidified that, so
Bill,
reading that.
Bill stole that recommendation from Luke?
Is that what we're talking about?
Okay.
Exactly.
Just wanted to get that on the record for everybody.
Exactly, so Bill, cool it. But yeah, so I was really looking forward to that, and then I don't really know. I kind of like wrote out, I don't have my notebook with me, like kind of the order I wanted to read some books in. I'm just like incredibly interested in like self-development and like psychology, so I read those. I'm looking forward to got another book, Recursion by Blake Crouch, is sci-fi, so that's another one I'm looking forward to reading. Yeah, just the continuous pursuit of knowledge, I suppose, is kind of it for me. So, yeah, nothing crazy.
Well, what can the listeners expect for the next podcast here in 2020?
I don't know. They can expect Dennis and Nick to be hopefully a little more thorough and thoughtful, hopefully like this episode was.
I think we've been fairly thoughtful in this episode.
Yeah. I mean, we had to do our due diligence too. I mean, we were gone for about a year. Hey, guys, nothing happened.
Picking up where we left off here.
Just to revert back, I've actually been getting into looking at photo books a little more. So hopefully look through a bunch more photo books. But yes, so next episodes, I don't know, more of the same, I suppose.
Well, we'll continue with the theme of at least having a topic to talk about.
Yeah.
And not so much rambling about plans and whatnot. So,
That would be good.
I think the topics are good.
Open to suggestions too. I know Brandon sent us, we should probably revisit that list that he sent and just maybe start there. Still open to suggestions, but yeah.
Absolutely.
You about on the same page there?
I am on the same page. I think I'm smelling what you're stepping in there. So,
well, I think this is probably a pretty good place to start. I'll probably post it on the following Monday. So today's a Wednesday, January 8th, 2020, as Dennis said. Probably post it on Monday. Get it ready for everyone's Monday commute into work.
Sounds like a plan. Until next time.
Yeah, until next time, everyone, as my computer goes crazy. Okay, signing off. Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks, Nick.